the following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports. You're listening to coverage of area high school sports on 94.5 KPLO. You can also listen or watch coverage online at drgnews.com. Now, here's Darren Boyle.
94.5 KPLO, retransmitting on K263AW 100.5.
As we bring you the matchup between the Lyman Raiders and the Phillips Scotties. Our coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO is brought to you by Venture Communications, Wagner Auto, Titan Machinery, Kimba Livestock Exchange, and the Jet Lanes. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO is brought to you by Potsdam State Farm Insurance, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, by May Adam, Avera Orthopedics, the South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection, Riverview Chevrolet and Buick, Agtegra, By Right Seed, the Golden Buffalo, CHS River Plains, and Darren Boyle Sales. Coverage of regional high school basketball is also brought to you by Kennebec Telephone, Halverson Oil, BJ's Food Center, Reuben Ag, the Dakota Prairie Bank, Dakota Land Bird Seed, the Great Western Bank of Chamberlain, KPI Insurance, Statewide Ag, the Oasis Pump and Pack, Chamberlain Ready Mix, Byerly Brothers, the First National Bank of Phillip, Kennedy Implement, Phillip Motors, and Phillip Health. John Neff is our technical director at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters. I'm Darren Boyle. We thank you for joining us tonight for our coverage of regional high school basketball. Two teams that worked their way through the Region 7B bracket to find themselves here this evening as the Lyman Raiders come into the ball game with a record of 15-6. They knocked off Crazy Horse on Tuesday night. They take on a Phillip Scotty ball club. The Scotties, they are also 15-6 in the season and really playing good basketball down the stretch. The Raiders are too, but Phillip has really come on of late, and after a loss to Lyman, they have been able to play pretty well, and they knocked off Kadoka area 47-46 at home in the quarterfinal round of Region 7B. Lots to talk about in our pregame show brought to you by the folks at Potsdam State Farm Insurance. We'll talk about some of the other area teams in action, some big games around KPLO's coverage area tonight. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about more. We have interviews with both coaches. All of that happening in our pregame show, and it's brought to you by the folks at Potsdam State Farm Insurance. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team and reminds you that snow means slow. Let's take a 3-minute break and return. Pregame is underway on KPLO.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you save an average of $885. The team at Potsdam State Farm in Pierre and Gregory are ready to help you combine home and auto and save. Call 224-4173 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings based on 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported saving by switching to State Farm. Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pierre, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company in Pierre.
With Venture Communications Advanced Fiber Internet, you have access to the internet speeds you need for the best online experiences with ultra-fast download and upload speeds, all at affordable rates. Offering solutions for home office networks, extremely heavy home usage, work-from-home households, and heavy streaming or gaming. With all equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications, 852-2224, or online at www.venturecom.net.
No matter what color of equipment you drive, Titan Machinery, your genuine Case IH parts and service dealer, has your equipment maintenance covered. Be ready for the 2022 season with Titan Machinery's Uptime Maintenance Inspection Program. These inspections are conducted by service professionals and run a comprehensive analysis of the machine's required maintenance. From tractors and combines to sprayers, corn headers, and planters, they can handle it all. So schedule your appointment today at Titan Machinery, your genuine Case IH parts and service dealer. Power and precision to grow.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211.
Lanes invites you to stop in for great food and great fun on the lanes. Challenge your friends to a match or just hang out and relax. Jet Lanes serves steaks, burgers, made-to-order pizzas, and much more from their full menu. You can also watch your favorite game. Jet Lanes in Presho, downtown P-Town's number one fun spot and a proud supporter of all area youth in their sports and activities.
Final matchup from Region 7B as it features the Phillip Scotties taking on the Lyman Raiders. The other game going on in Region 7B, the other matchup is Wall at White River. The Eagles 12-8 on the season, or 13-8, pardon me, taking on the White River Tigers, who come into the ballgame with a record of 7-2. Region 6B is going on. Platte Getty's hosting Corsica Stickney tonight. Actually, they're playing at the Corn Palace, along with the matchup between Gregory and Burke. Those games going on at the Corn Palace tonight. Region 2B at Lower Brule tonight. It is Ipswich taking on Lower Brule. Potter County, 20-1 on the season. They take on Falkton area. That game is on KMLO and available online at our website, drgnews.com. Some Class A region games going on as well. Games or teams that we follow: Mobridge Pollock at Winter tonight, Stanley County at Chamberlain. That will be a fun matchup at Parkview Gym, and that game can be on, will be on 1060 KGFX, and it's also available at our website, drgnews.com. We had the opportunity earlier to talk to both head coaches. Our Keys to Success segment from the folks at May Adam. And up first, it is Cooper Garnos of the Lyman Raiders.
Our Keys to Success is underway. It's brought to you by the folks at May Adam. We're joined by Cooper Garnos of the Lyman Raiders. Took care of business against Crazy Horse Tuesday night. Nice win for your ball club. You were able to do some things. And I guess at this point of the season, you want to see defense, and you saw it.
I thought we did overall once we settled into the game. And it was kind of a, you know, we had talked about that before with Crazy Horse. I just didn't know a lot about him. I did run down and see him the night before, but a lot of length, a lot of quickness, a lot of shooters. But I think, you know, the overall theme, and you mentioned it, was defense. And I think we did play well defensively for the most part, where we rebounded pretty good. We chased balls down, and I thought we bothered their scorers or made it tough for them. Therefore, I thought, you know, the defense definitely led the way. And a lot of times that leads into offense, and it did.
And, you know, like we talked about last week or last Tuesday, you know, this is a group of kids that you have here that are, that, you know, really have basketball IQ. They have been part of the program long enough that they know what to expect. And they know that in a ball game like that, where you're going up against a lot of unknowns, your defense is generally going to carry you if it works. And they were able to do that.
I thought we did. And as you mentioned, we, you know, these guys have been in the program 4 years, a couple of them, you know, 3 year starters, and actually, all six of them have played major varsity minutes at minimum the last 2 years. So they've been in a lot of those positions that you talk about, whether you don't know a lot about an opponent or not. You have to, you know, you have to know what your game plan is, know your strengths and weaknesses. And then, you know, as the game plays out, you know, apply, adapt, adjust. But I thought we have that core initial, just good hard-nosed defense, and it's something, you know, we take pride in, and that'll be something we'll need to do tonight.
This is going to be a good matchup against a Phillip ball club that I think is really coming along. I haven't seen them since the Invitational, but they look like, to me, they're really rolling up wins, and this is a solid young ball club. Again, I think for you guys, it's going to have to be defense, and then you're going to have to make some shots, because you're not going to, you know, this is a game that's going to take 50 points to win.
I think Phillip is a very, very good team. They've improved all year long. They have a couple really, really skilled basketball players. But along with them, they really play good team basketball. They know their roles. You can certainly, after looking at film, and we did play them about 3 weeks ago, and it's just a very, very good team with actually, you know, a lot of talent on it. So we're going to have to be at our highest level, you know, all night long, without a doubt.
And you've been able to do some things in your bench. I mean, it's nice to be able to, depending on your lineup, either Jacob Sazu, Colton Collins, you can even punch him in and start, and no matter what happens, you do that for matchups, and otherwise, when they come off the bench, they come off and do a good job for you. Jacob played real well at times on Tuesday night.
Jacob's had a super year, and he's actually started probably about half our games, you know, this year due to illness, sickness, injury, and, you know, we're a different team dynamically when he's out on the floor, especially if we're smaller and Toby Estes isn't in the game. We actually maybe have some more flexibility defense-wise, you know, how we can guard, where we can guard, what kind of guarding that we can do. So he's definitely been a huge key to our success. You'd mentioned Colton Collins, and we've, you know, this is a really, really good year all across the board. And it's exciting this time of year because, hey, this is what it's all about right now.
It is a whole lot of fun, isn't it?
It is. Thanks.
All right. Cooper Garnett's head coach of the Lyman Raiders, part one of our keys to success. We're back with more after this on KPLO.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
Part two of our coach's interview, we're joined by Jana Jones of the Phillips Scotties. Coach, you put together a very nice year at 15-6. This is a young ball club that was a young ball club back in January, but they're a team that's going to contend now.
Yes, they are. They have grown in their basketball playing and emotionally a little bit, so we're looking to have a better game than we did last night versus Lyman.
Should be a fun matchup against Lyman, a team that you know very well. Of course, you played them about 3 weeks ago, I think it was up at your place. What do you take from that game, and what do you bring to this matchup here tonight against the Raiders?
Well, we didn't shoot very good at all, and so we're hoping to put in a few more buckets this time, and our defense has stepped up, so we're looking for that to have an effect. And hopefully it'll be a little bit different this time.
Every coach I talk to in the postseason, they all say the same thing. They talk about defense, and I think for you guys it's the same thing. Obviously, you got to score points to win games, but you got to hold the other team down first and foremost. And I think that's something that, you know, we saw from time to time, but I think you guys are getting locked in on that now.
Yeah, our defense has stepped up quite a bit. We worked quite a bit for that practice. And the guys seem to enjoy playing defense, which is hard. You can't teach it if they don't enjoy it. So we're looking to take a few hits maybe and do some offensive.
For you guys, what are the other keys for you as far as getting the victory here tonight? You know, it's going to be a real loud atmosphere here at their place.
Our kids are just going to have to keep it together emotionally. We are young. The kids have not been in a game like this before. So it's going to be interesting to see how they react and if they keep their emotions together.
All right, Coach, best of luck.
Thank you.
Jana Jones, head coach of the Phillips Scotties, our keys to success. Brought to you by the folks at May Adam. Let's take a two-minute break. We'll come back with starting lineups on KPLO.
Kennebec Telephone Company Incorporated and their divisions, Charlie's Welding and Auto Repair, KTC Construction, PowerCom, TCS, and Napa of Chamberlain proudly support all area youth in their activities. Since 1908, Kennebec Telephone Company has provided the Lyman area with high-speed internet, local and long-distance telephone service, excavating, sprinkler systems, electrical work, computer repair, smart homes and farms, auto and welding repair, and Napa Auto Parts. Call their office and find out what they can do for you. Halverson Oil in Kennebec would like to say good luck to everyone competing in this year's school activities. They also invite you to stop in before or after the game for premium diesel, gas, or premium 91 octane to get you back on the road. Their full C-store offers a wide variety of snacks for the family and a large selection of drinks to keep your athletes hydrated. Have fun this school year and stay safe. Halverson Oil is a proud sponsor of the Lyman Raiders in all their activities.
building communities, building futures. That's what the extracurricular activities do through the youth of today. And First National Bank in Phillip is proud to be a part of this community. When we invest our money locally, our hometown and our community grows. When we put our money in our local bank, it helps build our community. Remember First National Bank in Phillip when it comes to IRAs or other investments too. Bank with your neighbors and friends. First National Bank in Phillip, member FDIC. Proud sponsor of high school athletics and youth activities.
You have a lot of expenses to juggle as a business owner. Worrying about health insurance for your employees shouldn't be one. Avera Health Plans could save your business up to 30% on health insurance costs without compromising your employees' benefits. You get access to a large network of providers and specialists, as well as 24/7 virtual provider visits with Avera Now. Now that's a deal. We make getting a quote and switching employer plans easy. Call your agent or get a quote at AveraHealthPlans.com/save.
Starting lineups brought to you by the Coolers of Avera Orthopedics. For the Phillips Scotties, Leighton Turkelson will start at one guard, a 5'11 sophomore. Jesse Fillingham, a 5'10 junior, will be the second guard. The third guard is Lane Kuchenbecker. Kuchenbecker, a 5'11 sophomore. Samuel Hand at one forward, a 6'3 junior, along with Bryce Westby. Westby is a sophomore at 6'4. For the Phillips Scotties, Turkelson, Fillingham, and Kuchenbecker, the guards, Hand and Westby, the forwards, for the Phillips Scotties, who enter the contest tonight with a record of 15-6. The head coach of the Phillips Scotties is Jana Jones. For the Lyman Raiders, at one guard, Sam McClanahan, a 6-foot senior. The other guard is Stockton McClanahan. He is a senior at 6'3. The forwards are Isaac Thomas, a 6'1 senior, along with Colton Collins. Collins is a 6'1 senior. And starting at center for Lyman is Toby Estes. Estes is a 6'7 senior. For the Raiders tonight, it will be McClanahan and McClanahan, the guards, Thomas and Collins, the forwards, Estes at center. The Lyman Raiders enter the contest tonight with a record of 15-6, the number 2 seed of Region 7B. And the head coach of the Lyman Raiders is Cooper Garnos. We'll try to keep track of as many scores as we can throughout the evening. Again, Chamberlain. At Stanley County tonight on 1060 KGFX. Mobridge Pollock at Winter tonight on Star 99 FM. On the Region 2B side, it is Potter County hosting Faulkton area. That is on KMLO tonight. And, of course, all of those games available online at drgnews.com. The Lady Governors are in action taking on Sioux Falls Jefferson. That game on River 92.7 tonight. This game at 6 o'clock tip-off here between Lyman and Phillip. One of the just a handful of games that are 6 p.m. Central Time starts, and we'll have a few of those scores start to trickle in here in just a little bit, and when we do, we'll pass those along to you. Stay with us during our post game. We'll have the KPLO CHS River Plains Player of the Game, and also we will have our we'll have our big play of the game, and that is brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo. Finally, in our pregame, the announcement of our game officials from the Office of Attorney General and their Division of Consumer Protection. Our game officials tonight are Shane Bartles, Genevieve Osborne, and Darren Schmidt. The announcement of our game officials comes to you from the Office of Attorney General and their Division of Consumer Protection. This has been the pregame show brought to you by the folks at Ponsonby State Farm Insurance. And we will tip off next on KPLO.
Don't become an online shopping victim. Scammers are using email and text messages as a way to obtain account information. Subject lines range from delivery problems to express delivery notification. Scammers often use well-known names such as Amazon, Walmart, and Costco, to name a few. If you get an unexpected message, don't click on any of the links. Go to the company directly to find answers. If you have questions about this or other scams, contact the South Dakota Consumer Protection Division, 1-800-300-1996. Local businesses are what shape a community, and BJ's Food Center in Kennebec takes pride in providing the Kennebec area everything you could want from a local grocery store. Fresh produce, hand-cut meats, snacks, and weekly specials throughout the store. Plus, great customer service with a friendly staff to help you find whatever you're looking for. Everybody at BJ's Food Center wishes the Lyman Raiders best of luck in their competition and supports the Raiders in all of their school activities and athletics.
This broadcast of the Lyman Raiders is brought to you in part by Rumen Ag and Pioneer Seeds in Presho. Craig and Logan Rumen proudly support Lyman Raiders athletics and activities. Contact Rumen Ag today for all of your seed, chemical, and crop consulting needs. If you're looking to maximize your yields, Rumen Ag is your local Pioneer Seed dealer. Good luck, Raiders, from Craig and Logan Rumen of Rumen Ag Pioneer Seeds in Presho.
Good luck, athletes from Kennedy Implement in Philip. Stop by Kennedy Implement and check out their large inventory of new and used farm equipment. From loader tractors, haying equipment, skid steers, and everything in between, Kennedy Implement has what you need to get the job done right in a timely fashion, too. Kennedy Implement carries New Holland, McCormick, Woods, and many other preferred manufacturers. Stop by and let them know how they can help you. Kennedy Implement in Philip.
Staff at Dakota Prairie Bank is proud to support our young athletes in tonight's game. This time of year isn't just busy for them, but moms and dads and other sports fans as well. So when you're on the go, Dakota Prairie Bank provides services that make banking simpler for you, like their online banking. It's quick and convenient and a big help during this busy time of year. Good luck to all the participants from your fans at Dakota Prairie Bank, located in Fort Pier with branches in Presho, Draper, and White River. Member FDIC.
Dakota Prairie Bank.
This playoff game has been authorized by special arrangement with the Board of Directors of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, KPLO 94.5, Reliance Chamberlain 100.5, K26-3AW in Pier, Ford Pier. If you drink, don't drive. Lane Kuchenbecker right out of the chute, a three ball from deep. The shot is up and no good as the Scotties won the tip. And have the basketball first to start this contest. Our tip-off brought to you by your friends at Riverview Chevrolet Buick in Ocoma. Come in for an oil change or major service, or to just take a test drive. They pay top dollar for good quality trade-ins. Treat you like family. Learn more at RiverviewFamily.com. The Scotties force a Raider turnover in the backcourt as they use full-court pressure. Here is Jesse Fillingham. Turkelson now hand on the move. Back out to Turkelson. To the corner it comes. Kuchenbecker out front, hand on the drive, ball knocked away and out of bounds. It will remain with the Scotties, who will inbound it underneath their own basket. So far, Lyman has not gotten the basketball across the half-court stripe. Scotties inbound, wide open, Bryce Westby, he'll launch the three. That shot is no good, rebound chased down by Phillip. Turkelson has it, and a new shot clock for Phillip, as Turkelson will work out front. Screened by Westby, Turkelson will drive. Good defense there, switching off by Lyman. Another jumper from deep by Westby is up, no good. And Lyman will come away with the rebound. McClanahan across half court, a scoreless first minute of this ball game. The winner will move on to the Sodak 16 and play for a chance at a berth in the State B basketball tournament. That's next Tuesday. We'll have a game somewhere on KPLO. A deep three for Sam McClanahan, it's up, no good. Phillip will get the rebound. Scotties with numbers. It is Turkelson up the floor, but the Raiders get back. Here's Sam, hand to the rim. He goes strong, and a foul called. The personal on Stockton McClanahan will be his first. Still looking for our first points of the ballgame. Free throws upcoming here. The 6'3 junior Samuel Hand will shoot two. The first is short. 6:33 remains in the opening quarter as we operate scoreless. The second free throw is up, and it is good. Samuel Hand hits one of two, and the Scotties with an early lead. Full court man pressure this time by the Scotties. They've done things a little bit different here and there. They trapped once. Foul out front on Phillip. As they play man-to-man here, Jesse Fillingham with the personal foul. That will be his first. First team foul for Phillip as Lyman puts it in play. McClanahan out front. On the move to the wing. Stockton for three, and it's good. Stockton McClanahan from the wing left side puts it up and down, and it is 3-1, Lyman leading. 2 minutes gone in the opening quarter. Westby again open, and a deep ball throw attempted. Shot is no good, and a foul on the rebound. Looks like it is going to go against Phillip. The foul looks like it's going to go on Samuel Hand, and Samuel picks up his first personal foul. It will be the second team foul for Phillip so far. And here is Lyman as they work it across the time stripe. Colton Collins with the dribble. Now Sam McClanahan. Bounce pass high post. Thomas down the lane. Kick out. Open look. McClanahan. Stockton with the three. That rims in and out. No good. Rebound pulled down by Phillip. 3-1 is our score across half court. Hand on the right wing. Kuchenbecker in the corner. And back up to Hand on the wing. And they work it back to the left side. Good ball movement by Phillip. As Lyman works in a man-to-man, Hand tries to drive. The double team comes. They kick it to Kuchenbecker. Lane will launch the three and drop it home. 4-3, our third lead change of the ballgame already. As Phillip forces another Lyman turnover. That is their third turnover of the ballgame. Now Phillip will work the other way with a 1-point lead. 5 minutes remain in the opening quarter. Kuchenbecker, Turkelson, into the hands of Samuel Hand. He'll drive, strong move to the rim, shot is up good. Samuel Hand will score the two and a timeout Lyman. Full timeout taken by the Raiders with 4:51 remaining in the opening quarter. It is 6-3. Phillip leads. We're back in 1 minute on KPLO.
Dakota Land Birdseed in Vivian is proud to bring you this Lyman Raiders broadcast. Dakota Land Birdseed is a locally owned business producing a South Dakota product direct from our own land. Dakota Land Birdseed is currently buying sunflowers and millet from area producers. Call them to find out more at 683-4175. Proud of the successes and hard work Lyman Raiders athletes show in and out of school activities. Dakota Land Birdseed is behind you. Good luck, Raiders.
If you're looking for a heck of a great deal on your next vehicle, then Phillip Motor is the place for you. For over 30 years, Phillip Motor has helped farmers, ranchers, and city folk find the perfect vehicle at a great price. Whether you're looking for a new Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Lincoln, Ram truck, or quality used vehicle, you'll always find a better deal at Phillip Motor. Swing by the lot today or call 859-2585 and see what the guys can do for you. Phillip Motor, just off Highway 73 in Phillip, or check out their entire inventory anytime on their website, philipmotor.com.
Acres ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agtegra cooperative. 6-3 is our score. The lead belongs to Phillip. Here is Lyman with it. Isaac Thomas, left side, swings it up top into Sam McClanahan three, and it's up good. Second three of the ball game for Lyman. That makes it a 6-6 score as we work the halfway mark of the quarter. Kind of a defensive game that we thought it would be so far. Hand on the move, in the lane, the pull-up is off glass and too strong. Stockton McClanahan will get the rebound, and here comes Lyman. Chance for them to get the lead for the second time in this ballgame. Halfway through the opening quarter. Tied at 6 here, Thomas to the corner, Stockton McClanahan. They overload the left side. They swing it out front. Toby Estes goes out to set a screen. Sam McClanahan drives around it. Now Thomas on the move, and he had a lane to the basket, but he picked up his dribble. Sends it up top to Toby Estes. And the 6'7 senior from deep hits a three from the top of the key. Back-to-back threes for Lyman. The Raiders out in front now by a 9-6 score. 3:30 remains in the opening quarter. It is Turkelson. Now Kuchenbecker. Up top into the hands of Jesse Fillingham, and around the perimeter they come. Looking to lob inside. A tough catch there. Kind of threw it away where the defense couldn't get a hand on it, but a tough reach for Samuel Hand, and he couldn't hang on to it. Tried to make a one-hand catch, but couldn't bring it in. It goes out of bounds and will be the first turnover of the ball game by my statistics on Phillip. 9-6 Lyman as we work through the opening quarter. Sam McClanahan across the half-court stripe as he will drive, pulls up from three. That shot is no good. Colton Collins with the offensive rebound. He goes up strong and puts it home. Colton Collins scores the two, and all of a sudden the Raiders have went on an 8-0 run. And it is 11-6. They have a 5-point advantage now. Samuel Hand on the drive. He caught it on his hip and traveled. Stockton McClanahan went for the steal. Got out of position defensively, and Ham had a clear path to the basket, but when he did, he caught the ball on his hip as he tried to dribble. The second turnover now for Phillip, and Lyman gets another defensive stop, and they'll work it the other way. Three turnovers for Lyman, two for Phillip if you're scoring at home, and the Raiders work with the basketball out front. McClanahan, Collins, Thomas, back to Collins. The corner three is short. Rebound is loose, pinballed around and out of bounds off the Raiders. Collins crashed the boards and winds up on the floor, but he also forced the basketball out of bounds, and it will belong to Phillip. Scotties again with an offensive possession, trying to end an 8-0 scoring run on the part of Lyman. Here's Lane Turkelson. Bounce pass out front, Kuchenbecker to Hand, who fakes the three. Ball is knocked away and stolen. It's Stockton McClanahan with a defensive play. Sam McClanahan to the rim. He'll score the two. That is a 10-0 run now, and it's 13-6. Scotties will put it in play, and the McClanahans really digging in on the defensive end. Here is Turkelson on the drive. Kuchenbecker out front, Samuel Hand. Again, stopped by Stockton McClanahan. The kick out and the three taken by Lane Kuchenbecker. It's up, no good. Lyman will get the rebound once again. 13-6 Raiders. As they work the basketball across half court, McClanahan, Thomas inside. Double covered. Ball knocked free. Ball knocked loose. Phillip will steal it. Lyman with their fourth turnover of the ball game, and here is Lane Kuchenbecker. In the open floor, he'll drive and kick. An open look. And a Bryce Westby three that is no good. Pardon me, it's Jesse Fillingham with the three. We're going to have a foul called on the rebound, and it's going to be whistled against Lyman. The foul on Toby Estes will be his first personal foul. Second team foul on the Raiders. Substitutions for the Scotties as we'll see the sophomore Jess Jones check into the ballgame. And checking out will be Lane Kuchenbecker. A 13-6 lead for Lyman. They have scored the last 10 points. Scotties with it. Hand on the move. Double covered. Gets into the lane. Ball knocked free and it's stolen. Turnover on the Scotties is their third. And here are the Raiders across half court. Collins, Estes, three ball, no. And the rebound pulled down by Phillip, then knocked out of bounds by Lyman. The ball will belong to the Scotties. Final minute of the opening quarter. It is a 13-6 lead for Lyman. Scotties led 6-3, but since then the Raiders have been able to score the basketball quite a bit. And that'll end the run. Pass inside, Bryce Westby scores the two. So a 10-0 run gives the Raiders the lead. Now Lyman, working against Phillip pressure, will bring the basketball across half court. Stockton McClanahan, Sam McClanahan, about a 12-second differential, shot clock to game clock. It is Collins, Thomas, inside entry pass, Toby Estes, ball kicked by Phillip. Lyman will inbound. Shot clock reset. Shot clock is at 15. So about a 9-second differential, shot clock to game clock now as we, well, that's just a lot of numbers to do a lot of math on. So here is Phillip with, or Lyman with it. Sam McClanahan in the lane, kicks it out, Isaac Thomas, he's open, long jumper taken, it's up, no good. Rebound Phillip, Jess Jones comes away with it. Phillip will get the last shot of the opening quarter. Leighton Turkelson with the crossover as he works against Collins. Ball knocked free, Turkelson has to just let it fly, and a desperation shot is up, no good. And a great defensive play there by Colton Collins as the quarter comes to an end. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. I invite you to check out my large selection of new and used farm equipment. We've added a lot of machinery to our inventory in the last week or so. Check out the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or check out the website, DarrenBoyleSales.com. 13-8 Lyman. We're back in 1 minute on KPLO.
At Great Western Bank, we know that champions play as one. One team with one goal. We also know that champions don't just happen. They're built with determination and the right mix of teammates. You can count on Great Western Bank as a trustworthy teammate that will go the extra mile to help you win. To learn more, visit your nearest branch today. Great Western Bank, making life great. Member FDIC.
There's a lot of uncertainties in farming and ranching today, but one thing is certain. Statewide Ag Insurance in Chamberlain, Winter, and Mitchell are your crop and livestock insurance specialists. Statewide agents have a background in agriculture and work hard to provide growers and ranchers with risk management plans and insurance coverage that fits their business needs. From hail insurance, livestock revenue protection, to multi-peril crop and revenue insurance, Statewide will help you with the right decisions. Statewide Ag Insurance in Chamberlain, Winter, and Mitchell. Locally owned. Your dependable partner in crop and livestock protection and equal opportunity provider.
Class B scores. Wolsey Wessington leading Castlewood 8-4. As again, Lyman turns it over. Here is Phillip the other way. Bryce Westby down low. His shot is no good. And Lyman will get the rebound. The fifth turnover on the Raiders. As Lyman will work the other way. Sam McClanahan again, ball stolen away. Phillip doing a great job defensively, but cannot put the ball in the basket. They trail 13-8 as we are a minute into the opening quarter. That Wolsey-Wessington-Castlewood game, it matters to both of these teams. We'll talk about that perhaps at the halftime break. Here is Phillip out front, Samuel Hand, harassed by Isaac Thomas. Back it comes to Hand, 10 on the shot clock. Hand will fire the deep ball. That's a three, and it's up good. Samuel Hand with 6 points now, and it's 13-11. A minute into the second quarter. With John Neff at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle. Here's Colton Collins with a nice drive. Goes to the rim. Shot is no good. He'll get his own rebound and put it up and in. Colton Collins with his second basket of the night. 15-11. The lead to Lyman. Here's Leighton Turkelson in the lane. That shot will count. And a foul is called. Leighton Turkelson doing work here in this opening half. He'll get the hoop and the harm and a chance at a three-point play. The foul on Toby Estes will be personal foul number two. So the basket for Leighton Turkelson will be his first of the ball game, as the officials do a little bit of bookkeeping at the scorer's table, and now we're set to go. Chance to make it a one-point game. The free throw is good by Leighton Turkelson. 15-14 Lyman. 6:22 remains in the second quarter. Sam McClanahan across half court. Jacob Sazu just checked into the ball game. He'll handle on the right side. Back it comes to the left side. This is McClanahan. Screened by Estes out front. They swing it to the corner. Sazu. Guarded well. Bad pass, and it's stolen away. Here is Lane Kuchenbecker up the floor. Shot is no good. Follow-up is good by Phillip. As Bryce Westby puts it up and in, another lead change. And it is the Scotties who have went on an 8-2 run to start this second quarter and lead 16-15. Lyman will post down low to Estes. Now Sam McClanahan to the corner. Estes, the three taken, and it's up good. It is amazing, the three-point range of the 6'7 senior. Back out front is Lyman, 18-16. 5.5 minutes remaining, second quarter for Toby, his second three of the ballgame. Turkelson on the move, guarded well. Collins with good defense that time. Back around the perimeter, Kuchenbecker for three. Shot is no good. Closing out for Lyman with Sam McClanahan, and he'll commit the personal foul. It will put Phillip to the free throw line for three free throws. This will be their fourth, fifth, and sixth free throw attempts in the first half. As Lane Kuchenbecker, the 5'11 sophomore, will settle in The first is good. 18-17 Lyman. 5:18 remains in the first half. Here's the second free throw. That is up good. We are tied at 18 all. Then Kuchenbecker with his third free throw attempt, which would give Phillip the lead. And that is up and no good. So he hit two of three. We are tied at 18 all as Lyman brings the basketball across half court. McClanahan. Now McClanahan at Stockton with it into the hands of Jacob Sazu. And around the perimeter it comes. Collins deep right corner. Guarded well there. Back to Sazu. The skip pass to Sam McClanahan. The three take and it's offline and no good. Estes with the offensive rebound. And he'll put it up and in. It's no secret that he's had a bum wheel since the Jones County Invitational. But he is still one of the most active players on the offensive glass for Lyman. And now Phillip turns the basketball over as they work offensively. That is their fourth turnover of the ball game. And that makes it 20-18. 4:43 remains in the first half. And now, Lyman with an opportunity to add to the lead. As Sam McClanahan will slowly work the dribble across half court. Met at half court by Sam McClanahan. Sazu down low, Stockton McClanahan. He'll drive and fire. That shot rolls around and drops through. Stockton McClanahan with 5 points. 22-18. The Raider lead now at five. That's the Scotties work. Kuchenbecker. Cross court and into the hands of Jess Jones. Down low, Bryce Westby. Back out to Jones. Now Turkelson. He'll get into the lane and the floater is up and off glass and good. Caught the front rim and rolled through and the second field goal and 5 point scored for Leighton Turkelson. 22-20, the Raiders by two halfway through the second quarter. Stockton McClanahan, Sam McClanahan, Toby Estes to the corner, Stockton, round the perimeter, Estes from the left side, the three taken, this one is short. Rebound comes off long and is out of bounds. Well, no, it's not out of bounds. Belongs to Phillip, then Lyman steals it. It's McClanahan in the lane. Sam puts it up and scores. The Scotties with their fifth turnover of the ball game, 24-20 Lyman. And up and down we go here in this second quarter. Here's Samuel Hand left side, the corner Kuchenbecker. He'll work the dribble up to the wing, put it back into the hands of Hand, and back around it comes. A Kuchenbecker three is off iron and no good. Rebound pulled down by the Raiders. Long pass up the floor, Jacob Sazu. He'll go to the rim, and he's going to be called for an offensive foul. That was one of those calls that was a flip of a coin, but good position defense in the end for Phillip. As Jacob Sazu whistled for the personal, it will be his first, and for the Raiders, their eighth turnover of this opening quarter. Scotties are right there. I don't keep shooting statistics, but I can tell you, the Scotties not shooting the ball well in this first half, really struggling from the field, but they're doing a good job on the defensive end. The shots just need to fall. Right side, Kuchenbecker around the perimeter. Down low, Turkelson, the kick out. Kuchenbecker for three. That is off the back iron and no good. Rebound, Turkelson inside. We're going to have a foul called. Foul on Isaac Thomas. His first personal foul is team foul number six on Lyman. So Phillip is in the bonus for the remainder of the half. And the Scotties now will inbound the basketball. Down low Hand. He'll go strong to the rim. Puts the shot up too strong and no good. And the rebound pulled down by the Raiders. They lead by four at 24-20. 2.5 minutes remain in the first half. Sazu, McClanahan. Back to Sazu on the right side to the corner. Estes. Sazu in the lane. And another offensive foul. That time Jacob led with the shoulder and cleared some space. Leighton Turkelson may have sold it, but there was a lot of contact there that Sazu initiated, and thus the offensive foul, his second, and a turnover for Lyman, which will be their ninth of the ballgame. back into the ballgame for Philip, Jesse, Phil, and Jim. And Jess Jones will check out. 24-20, the lead to Lyman. 2:20 remains in the first half. Turkelson up the floor, Phil and Jim. Back to Turkelson in the lane. He'll send it to the corner hand. Kuchenbecker. Turkelson, double covered. Ball knocked away and loose. They're going to call a jump ball. Yes, the possession arrow will point towards Phillip. So the Scotties will inbound with 22 on the shot clock. 2:07 remains in the first half. And Phillip will inbound it from the right side of the key. Inside it comes, or outside it comes. Now to the wing. Hand. Samuel will drive. Bottled up at the free throw circle. Gets rid of it. Gets it back. Now it's Turkelson on the right side of the key. He'll call for a screen. Turkelson will drive, but good defense. Out front, Kuchenbecker. Down to the left side. The three taken by Jesse Fillingham. That's up and no good. And good defense by Lyman. Phillip trying to get the ball inside. Phillip's had to just resort to a lot of long jumpers. The shot clocks have wound down, and that's just good defense on the part of Lyman. Both teams have used defense as their calling card here in this first half. Here's Isaac Thomas in the lane. The nice skip move to the rim, and Thomas will score the two. His first basket of the contest. 26-20. Here are the Scotties. Up the floor, Samuel Hand tries to send it to the left corner. Jacob Sazu gets a hand on it, knocks it out of bounds. And again, we'll put it in play into the hands of Leighton Turkelson. Working to the final minute of a real quick first half here in Prescia. Down low, it's Westby to the rim. Shot is no good. Wanted a foul. Didn't get it. And here is Lyman the other way. Collins up the right sideline. They're going to call him for the carry. And the right call made at half court as Collins not only was working the dribble, but he was trying to change direction with the dribble as well. And the turnover for Lyman is their 10th of the ballgame. Phillip with 5 turnovers. And again, if the Scotties could shoot the same possession or the same percentage that Lyman has had in this first half, the score would look entirely different. But instead, the Raiders with a 6-point lead. Here's a Samuel Hand 3 from the left corner, and it's up and good. He has 9 points in the first half, 26-23. 30 seconds remain in the first half. Here's Sam McClanahan on the move, and he's held. Foul is called on Phillip. Jesse Fillingham with his second personal foul. It will be the third team foul for the Scotties. The shot clock is off now as the Raiders put the basketball in play. Collins, Sam McClanahan, out front Thomas, and I think Lyman would be content to hold for the final shot here. Estes with the open look, though. He'll take the three. The shot is up, no good. Phillip will get the rebound. Now the Scotties will head the other way. It is Turkelson across half court. Turkelson on the move. Turkelson down low. It's Westby to the rim. Shot is good. Bryce Westby scores the two, and that is the end of the first half. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the large selection of new and used farm equipment I have on my lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online at DarrenBoyleSales.com. 26-25 is our halftime score. And our halftime report from the folks at Buy Right Seat is next. We're back in 3 minutes on KPLO.
Ray Hybrids is dedicated to the success of their northern farmers. They provide industry-leading technology backed by agronomic expertise that fits the unique needs of local farmers. Choose Ray Hybrids for custom northern farming solutions. They know the north. Contact Buy Right Seeds in Miller or Darren Boyle Sales in Fort Pierre to learn more. Always read and follow stewardship and pesticide label directions.
Philip Health Services would like to wish the Philip Scotties the best in tonight's game. Philip Health has been built on tremendous community support from surrounding ranchers, farmers, and small business entrepreneurs. We want to give back with as much dedication. As we expand and renovate our nursing home, we want to say thank you for the generous support we've received since 1956. We are currently hiring throughout the facility for licensed and non-licensed positions. Check us out on Facebook for a full listing or visit online, philiphealthservices.com/jobs. And remember to go wash your hands.
More to offer than ever before, it's the Oasis Pump and Pack Sinclair in Ocoma. Now offering Oasis Pump and Pack gift cards in any amount, ideal for any occasion. Your fast and easy one stop for hot food from Gourmet Grub and Hot Stuff Pizza. Ideal for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Call in your orders at 234-5325. Open daily 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Oasis Pump and Pack in Ocoma. Proud of our area students and their participation in all the activities that enrich our lives.
Chamberlain Ready Mix has been serving the Chamberlain area since 1952, providing outstanding customer service on any job. With 8 radio dispatch trucks, you can rest assured that they will have your concrete there on time when you need it. They're able to perform any Ready Mix task with their concrete pumping service, whether it's a delivery for a basement, road, or any other concrete need. For all your Ready Mix needs, contact Chamberlain Ready Mix today at 734-5741.
Imagine what it would look like if we didn't have companies to haul away our unwanted things.
Ew.
Just take a second to think about it.
Ew.
Not pretty, is it? Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain can and does clean up that picture. They're here to help with all of your disposal needs, whether it's weekly pickup of household trash or you have a special project that needs a large container. Byrie Brothers will help you with whatever you need done. Give them a call at 234-5771. Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call them today.
It's the kid in grade school who paints their face blue and white before every home game.
It's the accountants and salesmen who give up their Friday evenings to referee.
It's the cashier at the corner convenience store who wears school colors on every game day.
What makes high school sports here in South Dakota so special?
They do. You do.
We all do.
This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Halftime here at the Lyman Gardens in Presho, and a good one here in this semifinal matchup of Region 7B. 26-25 is our halftime score. Lyman with a one-point lead here at intermission. Let's look at individual scoring in this ballgame for Philip. They are led by Samuel Hand, who has 9 points here at halftime. Leighton Turkelson with 5. Lane Kuchenbecker with 5 points as well. Bryce Westby, 6 points in the contest for Philip as they score 25 in the first half. Philip goes to the free throw line 6 times. They were 4 of 6 from the free throw line. And Philip with 5 turnovers in the first 16 minutes of basketball. For the Lyman Raiders, 5 different players score, led by Toby Estes. He's hit 2 threes and has scored 8 points. Sam McClanahan with 7 points. Stockton McClanahan with 5. Colton Collins with 4. And Isaac Thomas with 2 points in the ballgame for Lyman. Raiders did not attempt a free throw in the first half. And they had 10 turnovers in the first half. The Scotties come in, try to set the tone with their defense. They were victims of a 10-0 run in the opening quarter. And Lyman was out in front. They looked to be in good shape at the end of the opening quarter, 13-6 or 13-8. But Philip comes right back, makes things interesting, outscoring Lyman 17-13 in that second quarter. And they trail by 1 at 26-25. Let's look at some scores. Some of the other Class B games. We're watching that Woolsey-Wessington-Castlewood game. It is Woolsey-Wessington leading Castlewood. That is 20-10. That game being played in Madison tonight. Woolsey-Wessington, one of those teams that trails Lyman as far as seeding points are concerned. Castlewood currently, as you look at the Class B field, the number 10 seeded team as far as power points are concerned. So Woolsey-Wessington, a victory there. If Woolsey-Wessington can knock off Castlewood, That would move them up. It would also move up Phillip as well. The Scotties, currently the 17th overall team. When you look at seeding points, Woolsey Wessington sets at 18th, so Phillip would move up if they happen to get the victory here as well. That's why we're keeping track of that ball game as much as we are. Other games at halftime, Aberdeen Christian leading Langford 26-25. Freeman Academy Marion leading Irene Wakanda 34-17. Platte Gettys leading Corsica Stickney at halftime 28-23. Howard leading Chester area. That is 25-21. They are at the halftime break. Of course, Lower Brule hosting Ipswich tonight. That's a 7 o'clock tip-off. White River and Wall in White River. That is a 7 o'clock tip-off, along with Potter County, Falkton area. That's the other semifinal matchup from Region 2B. And also on the Class A side, 6 o'clock tip-off in Winter. Winter leading Mobridge Pollock 25-22. Stanley County Chamberlain, that is a 7 o'clock tip-off from Parkview Gym in Fort Pierre. 26-25, the lead belongs to the Lyman Raiders, and Lyman will have the basketball when we start quarter number three. We're back in 3 minutes as halftime continues. You're listening to Regional High School Basketball and coverage of Region 7B on KPLO.
KPI Insurance.
Are you ready for it?
When it comes to all your insurance needs, join the money-saving party at KPI Insurance. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, business, farm and ranch insurance, or more, the ladies of KPI Insurance work with you in designing the best policy for what you need covered and at the best price. That's KPI Insurance with locations in Chamberlain and Kennebec, and follow us on Facebook. KPI Insurance.
Kennebec Telephone Company Incorporated and their divisions, Charlie's Welding and Auto Repair, KTC Construction, PowerCom, TCS, and Napa of Chamberlain, proudly support all area youth in their activities. Since 1908, Kennebec Telephone Company has provided the Lyman area with high-speed internet, local and long-distance telephone service, excavating, sprinkler systems, electrical work, computer repair, smart homes and farms, auto and welding repair, and Napa Auto Parts. Call their office and find out what they can do for you. Halverson Oil in Kennebec would like to say good luck to everyone competing in this year's school activities. They also invite you to stop in before or after the game for premium diesel, gas, or premium 91 octane to get you back on the road. Their full C-store offers a wide variety of snacks for the family and a large selection of drinks to keep your athletes hydrated. Have fun this school year and stay safe. Halverson Oil is a proud sponsor of the Lyman Raiders in all their activities.
Building communities, building futures. That's what the extracurricular activities do through the youth of today. And First National Bank in Phillip is proud to be a part of this community. When we invest our money locally, our hometown and our community grows. When we put our money in our local bank, it helps build our community. Remember First National Bank in Phillip when it comes to IRAs or other investments too. Bank with your neighbors and friends. First National Bank in Phillip, member FDIC. Proud sponsor of high school athletics and youth activities.
Local businesses are what shape a community, and BJ's Food Center in Kennebec takes pride in providing the Kennebec area everything you could want from a local grocery store. Fresh produce, hand-cut meats, snacks, and weekly specials throughout the store. Plus, great customer service with a friendly staff to help you find whatever you're looking for. Everybody at BJ's Food Center wishes the Lyman Raiders best of luck in their competition and supports the Raiders in all of their school activities and athletics.
This broadcast of the Lyman Raiders is brought to you in part by Rumen Ag and Pioneer Seeds in Presho. Craig and Logan Rumen proudly support Lyman Raiders athletics and activities. Contact Rumen Ag today for all of your seed, chemical, and crop consulting needs. If you're looking to maximize your yields, Rumen Ag is your local Pioneer Seed dealer. Good luck, Raiders, from Craig and Logan Rumen of Rumen Ag Pioneer Seeds in Presho.
Third quarter, the Raiders trying to get the basketball inside, and a whistle and a reach-in foul on Phillip. It's on Leighton Turkelson. Turkelson with his first personal foul of the half, and Lyman will inbound with a new shot clock. Sam McClanahan, Stockton McClanahan, Isaac Thomas, Toby Estes, Colton Collins, the five on the floor for Lyman. That's the same way they started the ball game. Collins out front, 20 in the shot box. Stockton, McClanahan, Isaac Thomas. They'll go to Toby Estes, who will try to operate. Spins, fakes, fires. Shot is no good. Foul called on Phillip. And it's on Bryce Westby. Westby with his first personal foul. And 37 seconds in to this third quarter, the Scotties have picked up two quick team fouls. Toby Estes, the 6'7 senior, at the free throw line to shoot two, and the first one is up, and it is good. 27-25, the Lyman Raider lead is at two. As Estes attempts the second free throw, that one is short. Scotties will get the rebound. Turkelson, Phil and Jim. Also Samuel Hand, Bryce Westby, Lane Kuchenbecker on the floor for Phillip. Scotties will turn it over, and the Raiders will give it right back as they turn it over as well. Bad pass up the light sideline. It's out of bounds. 11 turnovers for Lyman. 6 turnovers now for Phillip if you're scoring at home. 27-25 Lyman. 7-10 remains third quarter. Scotties will bring it across half court. We have seen pressure quite a bit from Phillip in this ball game as Turkelson works the fadeaway. Shot is no good. Lyman will get the rebound up the floor. Isaac Thomas, he will work to the rim. Shot is no good, but a foul is going to be called on Phillip. Looks like it's going to go on Samuel Hand. We'll wait for the official call, and that appears to be the case. And Samuel picks up his second personal foul. Nobody really in any foul trouble from either side. As Isaac Thomas gets to the free throw line, these are a pair of free throws attempted for Thomas, the 6'1 senior. First free throw is up, and it is no good. 27-25, Lyman lead, 6:54 remains in the third quarter. The winner of this ballgame will move on to the Sodak 16. Second free throw by Thomas is up good. The Raiders, who did not attempt a free throw in the first half, 2 of 4 from the free throw line here in the third quarter. And the Scotties looking for their first points of quarter number three as well. Turkelson, Hand on the move, back to Turkelson. Layton will drive, tries this dangerous skip pass down low, and the ball knocked away. Lyman up the floor, and it's Stockton McClanahan to the rim to score the two. The Raiders are just changed their defense just a little bit. Still no full court pressure. You normally don't see that from Lyman, but they're playing the passing lanes just a little bit different, and that's how they force that turnover, and they forced two turnovers now on Phillip in this second half. Samuel Hand gets the ball inside. He will draw a foul. The foul will be on Toby Estes, and the senior picks up his third personal foul. Bryce Westby at the free throw line to shoot two. Phillip looking for their first points in the second half, and they'll get one here as the free throw by Westby is up and good. 30-26 is our score. 11 remains in the second quarter, in the third quarter. Free throw by Westby is up good. Crossed half court. This is Sam McClanahan. Stockton McClanahan, now Colton Collins. He'll drive and fire. Shot is left short. Rebound Phillip. Lyman, well, they try to slow down the fast break opportunity by pressuring the basketball. That works. That allows the remainder of the defense to get back. And Scotties will set it up. Westby faces up on Estes. The turnaround is no good. The rebound pulled down by Lyman. Raiders with a 3-point lead at 30-27. McClanahan, Collins, lob inside Estes. Point-blank range. Shot is good. Toby Estes with 11 points in the ballgame now, and the Raiders out in front by 5 at 32-27. Scotties, with just free throws so far in this second half, needs some points here. Down low with a turnaround, Samuel Hand, it's up good. Samuel Hand that scores the two to make it 32-29. And the other way, it's Isaac Thomas who scores the two for Lyman. 34-29, still a 5-point ball game. Inside of 5 minutes remain in the quarter. Up top, a long jumper taken by Jesse Phil and Jim. It's up no good. Rebound Lyman. McClanahan, Thomas. On the baseline, entry pass, Toby Estes. He'll deal. Nice spin move. Shot is up. Good. No, he traveled. The official was right on the call. Estes went left or went right, spun back left, and in all of that, there had to be a travel somewhere just with the amount of footwork he used. That's the 12th turnover of the ball game for Lyman. 34-29. Working to the halfway mark of the quarter. Turkelson on the move. Almost lost the basketball. The kick out. This is Westby for three. Shot no good there. Rebound. Phillip down low. Inside Bryce Westby. He scores the two. A nice pass from Samuel Hand inside. And now up the floor. A whistle and a foul is called on Phillip. Jesse Fillingham with his third personal foul. But as things start to unravel here in this third quarter, that is the fourth team foul on Phillip. We'll keep track of that. Obviously, the harder defense you play, the more fouls are going to get called. And Lyman wants to be able to manage this fourth quarter from the free throw line, especially if they can continue to lead by a possession or two. Three by Sam McClanahan is up no good. Rebound Phillip. Up the floor they come in a hurry. Jess Jones, Lane Kuchenbecker now. As Kuchenbecker has it out front, swings it around to Jones on the right side. Westby on the baseline, and he'll knock down the 15-footer. Bryce Westby with 10 points in the ballgame, 34-33. Here is Isaac Thomas to the rim. Shot no good. He'll get his own rebound. And another foul is going to be called on Phillip. And that will be team foul number five. Westby with his second personal foul. Lyman will inbound it underneath their own basket. Leading by one with 3:23 remaining in the third quarter. The inbounds to Collins, Estes, Collins. Back around the perimeter it comes. Stockton McClanahan, Isaac Thomas. They play catch on the perimeter. Down low it comes to Thomas. Kick out McClanahan. Long jumper taken. It's up no good. Phillip will get the rebound. Scotties could take the lead here. Long pass up the floor late. Turkelson, it's tipped and out of bounds. Phillip will keep possession as they inbound it in front of their own bench. 34-33. Lyman leads. 3:03 remains in the third quarter. The inbounds to Turkelson. Now Samuel Hand. Back out to Turkelson now. As he'll call for a screen, works the crossover, fires from 15, a tough shot that hits the shot clock after it hits the back rim and is out of play and will belong to Lyman. Lyman with a one-point lead as they work against Phillip, full court pressure. Sam McClanahan with the dribble slowly works across half court. He'll get a lane to the rim. The spinning layup attempt is no good. Rebound Phillip and then a foul called on Lyman. Colton Collins with the personal. That will be his first. And for Lyman, their second team foul of this second half. 34-33 Lyman. 2:35 remains third quarter. Scotties again, third possession where they've had the opportunity to take the lead. It is Samuel Hand. Lane Kuchenbecker now. Leighton Turkelson, he'll drive. Draws double coverage, back out to Kuchenbecker. 13 on the shot clock. Scotties will work on the perimeter. Westby inside, ball knocked free and out of bounds. It will remain with Phillip. Scotties will inbound with eight on the shot clock as Samuel Hand will inbound from the right baseline. They go to Westby. Now Hand with three, with two. Hand with the fadeaway, and it's no good. Rebound Lyman. 2 minutes remain third quarter. 34-33. Lyman hanging on to a one-point advantage. Good crowd here tonight. A very good crowd from Phillip as they travel well for this region matchup. Here is Sam McClanahan with the dribble out front. Shot clock at 12. He'll work the crossover in the lane. In traffic, he goes down low to Estes. He'll fake and fire and draw a foul. The foul on Phillip will be their sixth team foul, so that means that Lyman is in the bonus for the remainder of the ball game. And that is by design, as the Raiders have been much more deliberate in this first half, or in the second half, than they were in the first. Leighton Turkelson with the foul. That will be his second. And the first, Toby Estes' free throw attempt is up, and it is no good. Second free throw up by Estes. It's back iron and no good. Phillip will get the rebound. Again, it's 34-33 Lyman. Another chance for Phillip to get the lead for the first time in the second half. And Westby, three ball, no. The rebound picked up by Isaac Thomas, and then another foul is going to be called on Phillip. And we will head to the Lyman end for free throws, and Leighton Turkelson picks up personal foul number three. We talked about nobody in any foul trouble. Now, Phillip has some players that are. Leighton Turkelson with his third foul. Jesse Fillingham with three. On the Lyman side, Toby Estes has three. And we're going to have a timeout taken. Timeout taken by Phillip, a 30-second timeout with a minute 18 remaining third quarter. 34-33 Lyman. And we're back in 30 seconds on KPLO.
Good luck, athletes from Kennedy Implement in Phillip. Stop by Kennedy Implement and check out their large inventory of new and used farm equipment. From loader tractors, haying equipment, skid steers, and everything in between, Kennedy Implement has what you need to get the job done right in a timely fashion, too. Kennedy Implement carries New Holland, McCormick, Woods, and many other preferred manufacturers. Stop by and let them know how they can help you. Kennedy Implement in Phillip.
Timeouts are brought to you by Integra Acres. Ahead, maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra cooperative today. They're underway in Fort Pierre. Stanley County leading Chamberlain. That's a 13-8 score at the end of the opening quarter at Parkview Gym. Here it's 34-33 Lyman. The Raiders at the free throw line. Isaac Thomas, who's one of two from the stripe, will shoot the front end of a 1-1. The free throw is up good. For the Raiders, again, their strategy to get Phillip in a little bit of foul trouble, at least force them to play defense and get to the free throw line. Lyman has done that, but they got to capitalize making free throws. They were just 2 of 6 early, but Isaac Thomas with two in a row there to make it 36-33. Minute 13 remains in the third quarter. Kuchenbecker out front, Jess Jones back to Kuchenbecker now, as Lane will work out front. Goes to Jesse Fillingham, down low Bryce Westby. Shot is no good. Foul is called on Lyman. The personal on Jacob Sazu will be his third. Phillip needs points where they can. 4 of 6 from the free throw line in the first half. 2 of 2 from the line in the second half. Bryce Westby with another pair of free throws. The first one is offline and no good. 36-33 Lyman with a minute 1 remaining in the third quarter. And here comes the second free throw. That is up good. Westby will hit 1 of 2. 2-point ball game with a minute remaining third quarter. Here is Lyman across half court. Jacob Sazu in the ball game. They go to Sam McClanahan. Now Stockton McClanahan. The jab step as he works against Samuel Hand. Entry pass to Sam McClanahan. The turnaround is up, no good. Colton Collins with the offensive rebound. And with the shot clock reset, the Raiders can work things here a little bit. Stockton McClanahan left wing. He'll work the spin. Nice spin move. He'll get to the rim and score the two. Stockton McClanahan with 9 points, and it's 38-34. Final seconds of the third quarter. Kuchenbecker across half court. High post Hand. Back to Kuchenbecker now. 16 seconds remain in the period. Kuchenbecker on the drive and a whistle. And a foul is going to be called on Lyman. Well, they got to call an illegal screen. They're going to call an illegal screen on Samuel Hand. That will be his third personal foul. And that'll be a turnover on Phillip, and that is their eighth turnover of the ballgame. So now Lyman has the basketball back with 12 seconds remaining on the third quarter clock. And now Janet Jones wants a little bit of clarification from the officials, and she was able to do that. She really didn't get after the official, just wanted things clarified, and once it was, she was okay. And now Lyman will have it. Leading by four, they work down low. It's Collins inside. Shot is up good. A big basket there to make it a six-point ball game. Here's a shot at half court from Phillip. That is no good. And at the end of the third quarter, the Lyman Raiders lead Phillip by a 40-34 score. And our scoreboard comes to you from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the farm equipment at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online at DarrenBoyleSales.com. Good one here in Presho. And we'll return for the fourth quarter in 1 minute on KPLO.
The staff at Dakota Prairie Bank is proud to support our young athletes in tonight's game. This time of year isn't just busy for them, but moms and dads and other sports fans as well. So when you're on the go, Dakota Prairie Bank provides services that make banking simpler for you, like their online banking. It's quick and convenient and a big help during this busy time of year. Good luck to all the participants from your fans at Dakota Prairie Bank, located in Fort Pierre with branches in Presho, Draper, and White River. Member FDIC.
Dakota Prairie Bank.
Dakotaland Birdseed in Vivian is proud to bring you this Lyman Raiders broadcast. Dakotaland Birdseed is a locally owned business producing a South Dakota product direct from our own land. Dakotaland Birdseed is currently buying sunflowers and millet from area producers. Call them to find out more at 683-4175. Proud of the successes and hard work Lyman Raiders athletes show in and out of school activities. Dakotaland Birdseed is behind you. Good luck, Raiders.
Start the fourth quarter. Phillip has the basketball. As they work it inside, they get it to Samuel Hand. He works the baseline and is bumped out of bounds. Colton Collins whistled for his second personal foul. As Phillip will look to inbound it as Bryce Westby shot it blocked. Sam McClanahan with the steal. Long pass Jacob Sazu. He gets trapped underneath the basket, but the Raiders will keep possession. McClanahan, three ball. It's no good. And Phillip will come away with the rebound. 40-34 Lyman lead. Leighton Turkelson to the corner. This is Jesse Philogym. The three is up, no good. Rebound out of bounds and off of Lyman. It will belong to Phillip. And we are going to have a timeout taken. Early in the fourth quarter, timeout taken by Lyman. Their second timeout of the ball game in a 30-second break. 7:24 remaining. Raiders by six. We're back in 30 seconds on KPLO.
If you're looking for a heck of a great deal on your next vehicle, then Phillip Motor is the place for you. For over 30 years, Phillip Motor has helped farmers, ranchers, and city folk find the perfect vehicle at a great price. Whether you're looking for a new Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Lincoln, Ram truck, or quality used vehicle, you'll always find a better deal at Phillip Motor. Swing by the lot today or call 859-2585 and see what the guys can do for you. Phillip Motor, just off Highway 73 in Phillip, or check out their entire inventory anytime on their website, philipmotor.com.
Timeouts are brought to you by Agriacres. Ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. Lyman with a 6-point lead, outscoring Phillip 14-9 in the third quarter. Scotty's had their offensive opportunities and a chance to get the lead. They'll try to get a three up here from the corner. That is up, no good. The rebound pulled down by Lyman, and the Raiders, they've got things working for them. A two-possession lead. They're in the bonus for the remainder of the ball game. They can be a little patient unless they get an opening, like Isaac Thomas just did. He goes to the rim and scores the two. Lyman now enjoying their biggest lead of the ball game at 42-34. Scotties need a possession here. It is Leighton Turkelson to the rim. He'll draw a foul. Raiders will commit their fifth team foul as the personal. It's going to be on Isaac Thomas. And Isaac picks up his second foul. Leighton Turkelson with 5 points in the first half, looking for his first points in the second half. Phillips scored just 9 in the third quarter. This first of 2 free throws is up, and it is no good. 42-34 Lyman with 6:45 remaining fourth quarter. Second free throw by Turkelson is up and good. He'll hit 1 of 2, and it is a 7-point ball game. Wolsey Wessington in the third quarter leading Castlewood 32-28. Lyman hanging on to a 7-point lead here. Thomas out front, McClanahan back to Thomas, 15 on the shot clock. Raiders around the perimeter. This is Sam McClanahan. He'll work his way from left to right. Now go to Isaac Thomas, to Toby Estes. A good option for 3. The shot is no good. Rebound loose and out of bounds, and a jump ball will belong to Lyman. So now Lane Kuchenbecker back in the ballgame. Jess Jones will check out. Lyman will inbound it underneath their own basket as Sam McClanahan puts it in play. Now it is Collins, and he'll work it out front. 6 minutes remain in the fourth quarter. The Raiders with a 7-point advantage. Estes with a bounce pass. Collins to the corner now. Thomas, Sazu, right corner. The 3 is up, no good. Phillip will come away with the rebound. And Phillip really is going to have to force the issue here as Leighton Turkelson launches a 3, and it's good. Leighton Turkelson with 9 points in the ballgame, 42-38. Still plenty of time, obviously, with over 5 minutes remaining. But the Scotties, the way they have shot the basketball, are going to have to maximize possessions the rest of the way home. Here is Lyman with it. McClanahan, left side, high post to Estes, around the perimeter, Sazu. 3 ball is short. Long rebound comes off to Colton Collins, out to Sazu, and now McClanahan, and Sam will reset things, and the Raiders can roll the clock just a little bit more. Up top, it's Thomas. He'll launch the 3. That shot is no good. Rebound, Phillip. 42-38 is our score. We are inside of 5 minutes remaining. Here is Turkelson off of the screen to Westby. The open look for 3. It's too strong. Rebound, Isaac Thomas. And Lyman has it once again. And a timeout taken by the Raiders. This will be a full timeout with 4:43 remaining. The Raiders with a 4-point lead, 42-38. And we're back in 60 seconds on KPLO.
At Great Western Bank, we know that champions play as one. One team with one goal. We also know that champions don't just happen. They're built with determination and the right mix of teammates. You can count on Great Western Bank as a trustworthy teammate that will go the extra mile to help you win. To learn more, visit your nearest branch today. Great Western Bank, making life great. Member FDIC.
There's a lot of uncertainties in farming and ranching today, but one thing is certain. Statewide Ag Insurance in Chamberlain, Winter, and Mitchell are your crop and livestock insurance specialists. Statewide agents have a background in agriculture and work hard to provide growers and ranchers with risk management plans and insurance coverage that fits their business needs. From hail insurance, livestock revenue protection, to multi-peril crop and revenue insurance, Statewide will help you with the right decisions. Statewide Ag Insurance in Chamberlain, Winter, and Mitchell. Locally owned. Your dependable partner in crop and livestock protection and equal opportunity provider.
Halftime up at Parkview Gym in Fort Pierce, 22-17, Stanley County leading Chamberlain. As that game is going on, we look at some of the other Class B region games. As Lyman will inbound the basketball and slowly work the basketball across half court. Potter County, Falkton, that game just underway. As the Raiders put the ball inside, Stockton McClanahan to the rim. He'll score the 2, but they're going to wave it off and call him for an offensive foul.
as again he led with the shoulder and picked up the charge. It will be the 13th turnover of the ball game for Lyman. 8 turnovers for Phillip. They have done their job in that department, but again, just have not been able to get shots to fall. And that's going to be, if Lyman holds on and wins this ball game, that is going to be the difference in the contest. And now Phillip loses the basketball out of bounds. It's their 9th turnover. But every one of these possessions just bigger and bigger and bigger as the clock rolls here in this fourth quarter. It's 42-38 Lyman as we work to the halfway mark of the period. Thomas McClanahan stocked into the rim and he traveled. Another turnover on the Raiders. You could call that a defensive stop for Phillip. But again, the Scotties have got to come away with points. Halfway home in quarter number 4, it's 42-38. The lead to Lyman. Turkelson in the lane, bottled up, and he traveled. The 10th turnover for Phillip. And the defenses again, as they did the opening quarter where it was a 13-8 Lyman lead. The defense is doing work here in the fourth quarter for both of these teams. Raiders again by 4. As Sam McClanahan works against Leighton Turkelson and slowly brings the basketball across half court. Now Stockton McClanahan, Colton Collins to the rim. Shot is good. The basket will count. The foul is called. Collins flashes to the basket. Stockton McClanahan hits him in stride. The foul on Jesse Fillingham. They're actually going to give it to Bryce Westby instead. It's his 3rd. But the basket will count for Collins, and he will have a chance at a 3-point play. That is a big play here with 3:41 remaining. Free throw is no good, and Phillip has it. 44-38. Still a 2-possession game. The Scotties have shown they can hit the 3-ball, but just 1 drops down in this second half. Leighton Turkelson on the left side, working against Colton Collins. Will drive, leaves it for Westby, back to Turkelson. 15 on the shot clock for the Scotties. Turkelson, Fillingham, 3-ball, no good. Rebound comes off long, and Lyman will win the race to it. McClanahan, Stockton has it. Up along the right sideline. 3 minutes remain in the ball game. It's 44-38. McClanahan down low. Shot is up good. Stockton McClanahan with 11 points in the ball game. 46-38. And a timeout, Phillip. 2:52 remains fourth quarter. The Raiders on a little bit of a run have opened up an 8-point advantage at 46-38. Let's take a 30-second break and return on KPLO.
Phillip Health Services would like to wish the Phillip Scotties the best in tonight's game. Phillip Health has been built on tremendous community support from surrounding ranchers, farmers, and small business entrepreneurs. We want to give back with as much dedication. As we expand and renovate our nursing home, we want to say thank you for the generous support we've received since 1956. We are currently hiring throughout the facility for licensed and non-licensed positions. Check us out on Facebook for a full listing or visit online, philiphealthservices.com/jobs. And remember to go wash your hands.
As they have reached the end of the third quarter in Fort Pierce, Stanley County leading Chamberlain 22-17 at halftime. Class B scores region tournament play. Wolsey Wessington leading Castlewood in the fourth quarter 35-34. Aberdeen Christian, Freeman Academy, that game is final. Platte Getty's leading by 9. They are in the fourth quarter in Platte, 46-38. Phillip trailing Lyman. Scotties need points in a hurry. Here's Leighton Turkelson as he works. Bounce pass, Samuel Hand. He'll try the corner 3. It's up, no good. Fouled by Colton Collins. And Samuel Hand will get 3 free throws. And Phillip, again, needing to create offense somehow, some way. Samuel Hand, who forced that three ball just a little bit from the left corner, will get three free throws, and the first one is up, no good. And again, when you look at things, and this is as tight a ball game, it has been a tight ball game for the most part throughout, but five less turnovers for Phillip in this ball game, which basically means Phillip has had five more possessions than Lyman has. But yet that lower shooting percentage is going to be the downfall for Phillip unless things change here shortly. One of three from the line for Samuel Hand as that free throw is up and good. That makes it 46-39. Sam McClanahan playing keep away out front. Isaac Thomas, Stockton McClanahan, Sam McClanahan. Back to Stockton. 15 on the shot clock, and the Raiders will play catch on the perimeter. Phillip over the foul limit, so they really can't foul. And actually, the next foul is the 10th team foul whistled against Phillip. Here is a Colton Collins jumper that is up no good. Rebound, Phillip, and then a foul on Collins, who just tried to follow the play and just did too much. Commits his fourth personal foul. Both teams are now over the foul limit. Lane Kuchenbecker will head to the other end and shoot a pair of free throws, or actually a one-and-one here, after the eighth team foul committed by Lyman. Lane Kuchenbecker was 2 of 3 from the line in the first half and scored 5 points. Free throw here is up and good. And with all of this being said, and we've talked about how Lyman is trying to manage this fourth quarter, it's still a two-possession ball game at 46-40. Kuchenbecker with the second free throw. That is up and good. And Phillip has shown that their full-court pressure has been able to force turnovers from time to time. Sam McClanahan out front against Leighton Turkelson. Now into the hands of Stockton McClanahan. Bounce pass, Colton Collins. Sam McClanahan, Colton Collins. He thought about the three, looked at the shot clock, and said, let her roll, and back out front it comes. Sam McClanahan, Stockton McClanahan. They'll post up Toby Estes, who will kick it up top. Shot clock at 4, and an Isaac Thomas 3. That is money. 49-41, and that was a big, big play in this ballgame. Here is Phillip down low. It's Westby at the rim. Shot is up good. Bryce Westby will score the two, 49-43. A minute 10 remains. Stockton McClanahan out front with good ball handling, and then a foul called on, or no, pardon me, a timeout called by Lyman. Cooper Garnos nearly, well, he was definitely outside the coach's box there. As he calls the timeout, it will be a full timeout taken by the Raiders with a minute 3 remaining. 49-43 Lyman. We're back in 30 seconds on KPLO.
More to offer than ever before, it's the Oasis Pump and Pack Sinclair in Ocoma. Now offering Oasis Pump and Pack gift cards in any amount, ideal for any occasion. Your fast and easy one stop for hot food from Gourmet Grub and Hot Stuff Pizza. Ideal for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Call in your orders at 234-5325. Open daily 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Oasis Pump and Pack in Ocoma. Proud of our area students and their participation in all the activities that enrich our lives.
Farm 30 potential straight from the start. Contact your local AgTegra cooperative today. They're underway up in Gettysburg, Potter County, leading Falcon 10-9. Lower Brule Ipswich just getting underway. Platte Gettys on their way to defeating Corsica Stickney at 50-36 with a minute remaining. Freeman Academy Marion knocks off Irene Wakanda. Aberdeen Christian out in front by 15 over Langford area. Woolsey Wessington leads Castlewood by 1. We'll talk about that during our post game. Minute remains in the contest as Lyman will inbound, and a foul committed. Jesse Fillingham with his fourth foul, and really, that is the only course for the Scotties at this point. It's a double bonus time for Lyman. And Colton Collins shooting a pair of free throws as Lyman tries to extend a six-point advantage. 56 seconds remain in the ballgame. 49-43 Lyman. The Collins free throw is good. 50-43. As the Raiders did not go out and line up for the free throw after the first one. Toby Estes will check out. Jacob Sazu back in the ballgame. That's more of a defensive situation, I think, there. Second free throw, no good. Here is Phillip in a hurry. Corner three, no good by Jesse Fillingham. Battle for the rebound and a foul. No. Jump ball. Well, let's see. Players on the deck. And it looks like, as they head to the scorer's table, we are going to have a foul called on Phillip. The foul will be on Leighton Turkelson, and that will be personal foul number four. And now Sam McClanahan is at the line to shoot two. And as time dwindles down here in this fourth quarter, the free throws become bigger and bigger as McClanahan, making his first free throw attempts of the night, puts the first one up and good, and the timeout, Phillip. I believe this will be a 30-second timeout it'll be a full timeout with 46.8 seconds remaining. 51-43 Lyman. We'll take a 60-second break and return on KPMO.
Chamberlain Ready Mix has been serving the Chamberlain area since 1952, providing outstanding customer service on any job. With 8 radio dispatch trucks, you can rest assured that they will have your concrete there on time when you need it. They're able to perform any Ready Mix task with their concrete pumping service, whether it's a delivery for a basement, road, or any other concrete need. For all your Ready Mix needs, contact Chamberlain Ready Mix today at 734-5741.
Imagine what it would look like if we didn't have companies to haul away our unwanted things.
Ew.
Just take a second to think about it.
Ew.
Not pretty, is it? Irie Brothers in Chamberlain can and does clean up that picture. They're here to help with all of your disposal needs, whether it's weekly pickup of household trash or you have a special project that needs a large container. Irie Brothers will help you with whatever you need done. Give them a call at 234-5771. Irie Brothers in Chamberlain. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call them today.
Free throw line with Sam McClanahan. The second free throw is up, no good. Phillip trailing by 8 at 51-43. Here's Samuel Hand, Leighton Turkelson. He'll try the long three. It's up, no good. Rebound, Phillip. Putback is no good. Rebound to the Scotties and back out front. Turkelson, Hand, Samuel for three. That shot is no good. Rebound, Phillip once again. Another three. This is Leighton Turkelson, and it's good. 18.7 seconds remain, and it took the Scotties just too long to get that three home. They'll take a timeout here with 18.7 seconds remaining. It's a 30-second timeout, and we'll break for 30 seconds as well on KPLO.
It's the kid in grade school who paints their face blue and white before every home game.
It's the accountants and salesmen who give up their Friday evenings to referee.
It's the cashier at the corner convenience store who wears school colors on every game day.
What makes high school sports here in South Dakota so special?
They do. You do.
We all do.
This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Less than a minute remaining in Madison Castlewood with a 43-41 lead over Woolsey Wessington. We were hoping that Woolsey Wessington could pull off the upset so either one of these teams could move up a seeding position. Raiders play home run ball in the inbound. Isaac Thomas misses, but Lyman gets the rebound. And here's Jacob Sazu, and he's on the way to the rim, and a foul called. And Jacob Sazu is going to get a pair of free throws, and I think they're going to call this an intentional foul as Sazu was pushed from behind. The foul will be on Lane Kuchenbecker. It will be his first. And again, nothing intentional there. Just the play was to commit the foul. He did it best way and quickest way that he could. Jacob Sazu at the free throw line to shoot two. He'll put the first one up and good. Raiders are going to move to the Sodak 16, probably be as the 13 seed, and wind up playing, we think, Potter County as they are in control of their ball game. Jacob Sazu again comes off the bench and makes two big free throws to seal the deal and a timeout taken. This will be a 30-second timeout taken by, this will be a full timeout, taken by Lyman with 8.2 seconds remaining, 53-46. Again, we'll pause for 30 seconds on KPLO.
KPI Insurance. Are you ready for it? When it comes to all your insurance needs, join the money-saving party at KPI Insurance. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, business, farm and ranch insurance, or more, the ladies of KPI Insurance work with you in designing the best policy for what you need covered and at the best price. That's KPI Insurance with locations in Chamberlain and Kennebec, and follow us on Facebook. KPI Insurance.
Lyman will inbound it. A quick foul committed by Jess Jones. And again, Lyman will be at the free throw line. And Lyman just playing out the final seconds of this ball game. Sam McClanahan shooting two. He'll put the first free throw up and good. The Raiders did not attempt a free throw in the first half. But they will attempt 15 here in the second half. And they will shoot a good percentage. We'll talk about that in the post game. Second free throw up and good by Lyman. 55-46, Kuchenbecker, now Phil and Jim, the three taken, it's no good, Lyman gets the rebound, and there's your ball game. 55-46, Lyman knocks off Phillips, scoring 15 in the fourth quarter, and Lyman improves to 16-6 on the season, and the Lyman Raiders will move to the Sodak 16. Scotty's played well, had the right game plan, but the shots would not fall, and that turns out to be the difference in the ballgame. Postgame is next. Quarter scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the large selection of new and used farm equipment at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre. Check out the latest on the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online at DarrenBoyleSales.com. Postgame is next. We're back in 3 minutes on KPFL.
Kennebec Telephone Company Incorporated and their divisions, Charlie's Welding and Auto Repair, KTC Construction, PowerCom, TCS, and Napa of Chamberlain proudly support all area youth in their activities. Since 1908, Kennebec Telephone Company has provided the Lyman area with high-speed internet, local and long-distance telephone service, excavating, sprinkler systems, electrical work, computer repair, smart homes and farms, auto and welding repair, and Napa Auto Parts. Call their office and find out what they can do for you. Halverson Oil in Kennebec would like to say good luck to everyone competing in this year's school activities. They also invite you to stop in before or after the game for premium diesel, gas, or premium 91 octane to get you back on the road. Their full C-store offers a wide variety of snacks for the family and a large selection of drinks to keep your athletes hydrated. Have fun this school year and stay safe. Halverson Oil is a proud sponsor of the Lyman Raiders in all their activities.
Building communities, building futures. That's what the extracurricular activities do through the youth of today. And First National Bank in Phillip is proud to be a part of this community. When we invest our money locally, our hometown and our community grows. When we put our money in our local bank, it helps build our community. Remember First National Bank in Phillip when it comes to IRAs or other investments too. Bank with your neighbors and friends. First National Bank in Phillip, member FDIC. Proud sponsor of high school athletics and youth activities.
Local businesses are what shape a community, and BJ's Food Center in Kennebec takes pride in providing the Kennebec area everything you could want from a local grocery store. Fresh produce, hand-cut meats, snacks, and weekly specials throughout the store. Plus, great customer service with a friendly staff to help you find whatever you're looking for. Everybody at BJ's Food Center wishes the Lyman Raiders best of luck in their competition and supports the Raiders in all of their school activities and athletics.
This broadcast of the Lyman Raiders is brought to you in part by Rumen Ag and Pioneer Seeds in Presho. Craig and Logan Rumen proudly support Lyman Raiders athletics and activities. Contact Rumen Ag today for all of your seed, chemical, and crop consulting needs. If you're looking to maximize your yields, Rumen Ag is your local Pioneer Seed dealer. Good luck, Raiders, from Craig and Logan Rumen of Rumen Ag Pioneer Seeds in Presho.
Good Luck Athletes from Kennedy Implement in Phillip. Stop by Kennedy Implement and check out their large inventory of new and used farm equipment. From loader tractors, haying equipment, skid steers, and everything in between, Kennedy Implement has what you need to get the job done right in a timely fashion, too. Kennedy Implement carries New Holland, McCormick, Woods, and many other preferred manufacturers. Stop by and let them know how they can help you. Kennedy Implement in Phillip.
Here at the Lyman Gardens in Presho, we'll talk about a Lyman Raider victory, 55-46. Final score in this ball game as Lyman improves to 16-6 on the season. They still remain in the hunt for a berth in the state B boys basketball tournament. We'll talk about things as far as seeding is concerned in just a little bit. Currently, as we look at things, Lyman will be the number 13 overall seed unless there's an upset. But we'll talk about that, as we said, as our post game continues. But let's talk about this ball game. And again, Phillip comes in with the right game plan. They challenged Lyman and made things interesting. It was a 1-point game for about four possessions of the third quarter, where Phillip had the opportunity to get the lead. The lead did change six different times in the first half, but the Raiders led by one at halftime, 26-25, and led throughout the second half. But the Scotties forced Lyman turnovers. Their defense did a good job, but in the end could not hit shots. They were just stone cold from the field. And especially, we talked about shooting. It wasn't good in the first half. And the second half, the shooting percentage perhaps went down even a little bit more, as the Scotties just could not hit shots that they needed to hit to knock off a team like Lyman, and the Raiders get the victory here. Let's talk about individual scoring. The Scotties with three double-figure scores. The 6'4 sophomore Bryce Westby with 15 points, Samuel Hand with 12, Leighton Turkelson with 12 points in the ballgame, Lane Kuchenbecker with 7 points in the contest for the Scotties. Phillip goes to the free throw line 17 times. They were 11 of 17 from the free throw line. And Phillip won the turnover battle. That is, they had 10 turnovers in the contest tonight. For the Lyman Raiders, four double-figure scores. They were led by Isaac Thomas, who had 12 points, 10 of them coming in the second half. Sam McClanahan with, let's go with Stockton McClanahan with 11. Toby Estes with 11. Estes goes over the 1,000-point mark for his career. Sam McClanahan with 10 points, Colton Collins with 9, and Jacob Sazu with 2, and a total of 55 scored by the Lyman Raiders. Raiders go to the free throw line 17 times, all of those free throw attempts coming in the second half, and the Raiders, 14 turnovers in the ballgame. Again, four more turnovers than Phillip had, but the Scotties come up short in this ballgame as Lyman gets the victory, and Lyman did a good job of doing what they needed to do by getting Phillip, who was needed to play by trailing, had to play aggressive defense in the second half. That allowed, the fouls started to add up for Phillip. Lyman got into the bonus about midway late in this third quarter, and they were able to shoot free throws in the second half, in the fourth quarter especially, and that is how Lyman managed the ball game and came away with their 16th victory of the season. Again, 55-46. Is our final. And coming up next, our big play of the game. It's brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo.
The KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game is brought to you by your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, where you can play big. The Golden Buffalo Casino is proud of all our area youth and all of their accomplishments in activities. Your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, is a proud sponsor of KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game.
Well, we look at the big play of the game. There was a couple different instances. Neither helped Phillips' cause tonight. Lyman, in the opening quarter, after trailing early, went on a 10-0 run. They led 13-5 at one point before Phillips scored the final basket of the second quarter. And then we talked about the third quarter, where Phillips' defense was able to erase a 7-point deficit. They got it down to a 1-point game. They continued to make defensive stops, but as they went to the offensive end, the shots would not fall, and they never could get the lead, although they had opportunities in the second half, especially in that third quarter. And those two events are big plays of the game. It's brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo. One more piece of post-game hardware to give away, and that is our player of the game. And that Player of the Game award is brought to you by the folks at CHS River Plains.
You ask, we listen. CHS River Plains now has grain marketing at the farm gate. Barb Gorgeski and Jason Uke are hitting the country providing grain buying services where it's convenient for you. So whether you prefer to call and talk to our grain marketers or have the origination team come to you, we'll be there. We can help build a marketing plan, execute a current plan, and help decide when it's the best time and way to sell your crop so it's right for your operation and your bottom line. CHS River Plains, making it as convenient as possible to build a successful marketing plan for your specific needs.
Well, a look at the Player of the Game nominees on the Phillips side. They were led by the sophomore Bryce Westby, who led all scorers with 15 points tonight. Samuel Hand with 12, Leighton Turkelson with 12 points in the ball game. And for the Scotties, man, do they have a nucleus coming back for next year? They do not have a senior on their roster. And for the Scotties, next year starts tomorrow. And we look forward to seeing Phillip in action next year. On the Lyman Raiders side, 11 points each for Stockton, McClanahan, and Toby Estes. Again, Toby goes over the 1,000-point mark in his high school career as he scores 11 points, 10 for Sam McClanahan. Leading the way for Lyman, Isaac Thomas. Thomas with 12 points in the ballgame, 10 of them in the second half. And this was a ball game as long as Phillip continued to battle defensively, and they did that for 32 minutes. That meant Lyman needed to continue to score the basketball. And Isaac Thomas with 10 second-half points, that was big, as he was able to score 12 in the contest, and he is our CHS River Plains player of the game. Let's update a few scores. Sioux Falls Jefferson leading Piers Girls in the Sodak 16 at the half. Also, they are in the fourth quarter at Parkview Gym in Fort Pierre in a Class A Region 6A game. Stanley Clowney leading Chamberlain. That is 30-26. Other final scores or other scores from Class A. Winner in Region 6A knocks off Mobridge Pollock 72-52. Madison knocks off West or leading West Central by 8. They are in the fourth quarter at 60-52. At halftime, T-Area leads Lennox, they are tied at 34, T-Area and Lennox. Groton Area leads Milbank 25-21. Parkston leading Mount Vernon Plankington 19-14 at halftime. Hanson, they lead Bonham at halftime 28-15. Dakota Valley up 13 on Vermilion 29-16. Clark Willow Lake leading Tia Spazina 27-19. Hamlin leading Sioux Valley 37-36. That is at halftime. And in the second quarter, St. Thomas More leading Custer 24-8. Flandreau leading Dubrook 24-18. They are at halftime. Class A, a couple finals, in fact, a few more than that. Castlewood does come from behind and knock off Wolsey Wessington 45-41. Aberdeen Christian, they are victorious over Lankford 60-47. Freeman Academy Marion, they knock off Irene Maconda 66-32. Platte Gettys knocks off Corsica Stickney 52-38, the final in that ballgame. Chester Area knocks off Howard. And that is big, as Chester Area, we look down the seating there, quite a ways down. Howard will be knocked out of the number 9 seed. Timberlake leading Lemon 34-16. White River leading Wall 30-16 there in the second quarter. Potter County and Falkton, quite a ball game up there, 38-34. That is at halftime. Orbrill Ipswich, no score from them. Potter County, well, Bridgewater Emery taking on Ethan, no score there. Burke and Gregory, no score there. DeSmet, no score. That is a 7:30 tip-off as they take on Esteline Hendricks. So Lyman, it looks like at least at this point, we'll move up to the number 12 overall seed. As we were looking at things, and of course, I'm sure you have too, it looked like that Lyman was going to line up against Potter County, but that does not look like that is going to be the case as Howard got upset here tonight. So things will have to sort out, and of course, the pairings will be lined up probably by the end of the evening at the Activities Association website. Also, we'll wait until the locations are set up. That probably may not happen until Monday, but we will follow Lyman on stations of the DRG Media Group. We will do that on Tuesday as the Raiders play for an opportunity to go to the State B basketball tournament for the second year in a row. They win this ball game over Phillip, 55-46 is our final score. This playoff game was brought to you by 94.5 KPLO, its advertisers, and the member schools of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. No rebroadcast in whole or in part may be made without the written permission of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. Coverage of regional high school basketball on KPLO brought to you tonight by Phillip Health, Phillip Motor Company, Kennedy Implement, the First National Bank of Phillip, Fiery Brother, Chamberlain Ready Mix, the Oasis Pump and Pack, by Statewide Ag, KPI Insurance, the Great Western Bank of Chamberlain, Dakota Land Bird Seed, the Dakota Prairie Bank, Rumen Ag, BJ's Food Center, Halverson Oil, and Kennebec Telephone. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO is also brought to you by Darren Boyle Sales, CHS River Plains, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, by the Golden Buffalo Casino, by Right Seed, Actegra, Riverview Chevrolet and Buick, the South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection, Avera Orthopedics, the May Adam Law Firm, and Potsdam State Farm Insurance. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO is also brought to you by the Jet Lanes, Kimball Livestock Exchange, Titan Machinery, Wagner Auto, and Venture Communication. John Neff has been our technical director at DRG Media Group's world headquarters. And from the Lyman Gardens in Presho, I'm Darren Boyle. Again, our final score tonight, the Lyman Raiders 55, the Phillip Scotties 46. And we bid you all a very pleasant evening.